Écoutez. Voilà le maillot, madame.
Mais ce n'est pas mon maillot.
Comment ? Ce n'est pas le maillot de madame ?
We're going to do the body roll.
I don't think we are. I think we're going to listen to the Reckless Eric radio show. I don't know where I get half the rubbish in my record collection from. What makes me buy it? Listen to this.
If God had saved him and God had spared him, you and I would be lost in hell tonight.
Lost in hell tonight with me, Reckless Eric, and the late Billy Graham. This, on the other hand, is Angelo AC Guitar Hawaiian. Angelo and his Hawaiian guitars, and the album's called Dejeuner's Eel, and it's on the Vega label. Or is it? It might be on the Vari. Oh no, that's the sort of music. It's variety music. I think this is called Bye Bye Blues, but to be quite honest, I can't remember which side of the record I put on, and I'm going dizzy watching it going round. Boot fair. Well, a sort of vide grenier, because it was in France years ago. I think this was a franc, possibly 50 centimes well spent. God, it's taking a turn for the weird. Oh, and it says here it's a foxtrot, just in case you want to roll the carpets back. I'm rather enjoying it. I prefer it when Angelo gets started on the guitar, though. Dexterous, isn't he? Most of this stuff's recorded in Belgium. Long way from Hawaii, Belgium. Now, I bet you thought that was going to be London Calling, but it isn't. It's Kris Kristofferson.
Mr. Marvin, middle class is really in a stew. Wondering what the younger generation's coming to. And the taste of his martini doesn't please his bitter tongue. Blame it on the Rolling Stone.
Blame it on the Stones. Blame it on the Stones. You'll feel so much better knowing you don't stand alone.
Tells the ladies at the bridge club every day of the rising price of tranquilizers she must pay. And she wonders why the children never seem to stay at home. Blame it on the Rolling Stones.
One more time.
Blame it on the Stones.
Yes, that's beautiful.
Blame it on the Stones.
Working all the time, trying to make the secretary change her little mind. And it bothers him to read about so many broken homes. Blame it on those Rolling Stones.
One more time.
Blame it on the Stones.
Get together, children.
Blame it on the Stones.
You'll be
Stones, Kris Kristofferson. That was the first track off his first album. So that's quite remarkable. But you never thought I'd play a Kris Kristofferson record, but I have. And let's face it, there's a lot you can blame on the Stones. Not the stuff, the Mother's Little Helper stuff. It's the rest of it. It's Mick Jagger. If they'd had a decent singer, I think they would have been a pretty good band, really. I mean, this is great. But that idiot comes in and starts drawling.
Did you ever wake up to
a notion? It's beyond adenoids. He comes from Dartford.
You're just that demo I forgot to get this way.
It's real life that forgot you in a swing, Mickey Kins. Anyway, let's just try and enjoy it the best we can, in spite of some little kins. Kevin Coyne wouldn't have done this if it hadn't have been for the Stones inventing the rock star lifestyle. So that's a good thing we can blame on the Stones.
We're having a party. Oh, what fun. See the little girls now, see how they squeal and run. Out on the patio, millionaires a go-go. If you want another drink, There's plenty more under the sink. Spot the millionaires, aristocrats, big teddy bears, fools and fools' hats. Discussing my future, I wonder why. They tell me I'd be much better off if I told one little lie. Smoke up the chimney, bones of pop stars. They say I've got to be tough and rough and tough and rough and tough. And rough if you wanna be a pop star. Spot the millionaires, aristocrats, big teddy bears, fools and fools' hats. Nightmare boogie one last night. I dreamed I was trapped in a hole full of gold and discs. Somebody said to me, which one is yours? And I had to confess I hadn't got one, hadn't got a single, hadn't got a single one at all. Not one at all. Not one at all. He said, get back, get back. Don't want you here. Get back, get back. Go away.
Girl, take me home, hit the hill, on the bone, evil heats, on that loud, evil heats.
That bloke who started Creation Records, whose name escapes me for the moment, McGee. Was it Gordon McGee? Kevin McGee? Dan McGee? I can't remember. But he said that in Oasis he had the Beatles and in Primal Scream he had the Rolling Stones. But luckily they took a sidestep with that bloke who's also whose name escapes me from Cannes, and they made that record. So that's another thing that's not blamable on the Rolling Stones. Keeping up to date with me, which I don't see why you should, really. You might as well keep up to date with a supermarket cashier or somebody, as far as I'm concerned, which might be more interesting, actually. We've got a supermarket cashier who's extremely fat. She's also extremely rude. So I've christened her Mama Cass. You wouldn't get that. The joke is lost because it's French, but Cass is the word for checkout. Oh, never mind. I've been recording this record with Jill Rose, Ellie's Hydropath, Jill Rose and the Hydropaths, if you like, and they're French. So I've been recording in French for 2 weeks, and it's if I seem inarticulate, it's because of a couple of weeks of being French and trying to remember what the French for overdub is. Actually, there isn't a word for overdub in French, which was extremely difficult at times in the recording. Originally, they didn't have a drummer. They said they needed a session drummer. Now, I just discovered that Jim McCarty from the Yardbirds lives up the road. So I said, well, why don't we get Jim McCarty to play, which was kind of worried them, worried me as well, in case they said, yes, let's do that. And I'd go, I don't know if you maybe want to and stuff like that. But anyway, that in the event, they came with a very good drummer of their own. But in honour of the fall of Jim McCarty, and for the hell of it, and because the radio station has bought a new needle for its record player, which is why you can hear, well, you might not have heard, an increase in the quality in the vinyl, I'm going to play a Yardbirds record.
Ever since the world began, Satan's followed every man, trapped in evil if he can. I tell you now, his greatest plan, invented when but soon it sows its evil seed. Unhappiness it only brings, as man wants more and better things. And not enough the evil lies, but soon you'll find somebody dies. Throughout the years there have been wars, power and richness have been the cause. Trapped in money's evil net, man wants more than he can get.
think those Yardbirds have got their facts wrong. You do need money. You need lots of it, unfortunately. Which is probably one of my concerns about Jim McCarty as the drummer for Jill Rose and Liz Hydropack. This music makes me feel like I should be reading out a gig guide. Except I'd have to change personalities. Excuse me, I'm going to change my personality. Yeah, Tuesday night finds the fabulous duo Twin Tub at the Bridge Hotel. That's the Bridge Hotel Tuesday night. Fabulous duo Twin Tub. And Wednesday night, the regular over 21s disco at Bottom Feeders. Thursday heralds the welcome return of the Tuesday band at the Red Lion. That's a date not to miss. Jazzy, funky flavours with just a smattering of blues and R&B. Friday night, again, Twin Tub at the Red Lion. That's the same venue as the Tuesday band, of course. So called because they formed on a Tuesday night. Just a crowd of guys who love playing together. Only night they got off was a Tuesday. Band took off locally and they're a fixture. Landlord Mike tells me they're going from strength to strength. Twin Tub, of course. Well, you hear them play a Beatles medley. Close your eyes and it could be John and Paul in the corner there. Fantastic. A night not to miss. Okay, this is Radio Welling Garden City here. With me, Norman Kennedy, until midnight. Leonard Skinner. I think I do this quite well.
Like a black cat do, and two bodies laying naked, a creeper think he got nothing to lose, so he creeps into the house, yeah, and unlocks the door, and as the man's reaching for his trousers, a shoots him full of a 38 more. Mr. Saturday Night Special,
actually a fan. They probably wanted to be the Rolling Stones when they started off, but they ended up being something much better than that. What I like is that they told the truth. It may not be the truth if you live in Croydon, it might not be your truth, but I think it was the truth for a band that came from Alabama. And I think that Ronnie Van Zant was very, very cool. Yeah, he had a great voice. Now, here's another band that probably wanted to be the Rolling Stones, but luckily they got into the clutches of Chapman and Chin, who turned them into one of those androgynous glam rock bands that lighted my late teenage years and made them all the more fun than they otherwise might have been. I can't remember if they were fun or not, actually, but the Sweet were fun. Fox on the Run. That's it from me for another week, or two, or three. There should be another show up in a couple of weeks. I'll do the best I can, but I'll be away on tour. Any complaints in the meantime, you can address them to www.recklesseric.com / whatever it is you / you know, click on things and then just leave some abuse like people do. And I'll be back soon. Thanks for listening. Good night.